The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, car dealership, a franchise owner or dealer, an insurance company, a realtor, a banker, or you're an entrepreneur, and or you have the mindset and you want to start a business, we will coach you through every play, from financing ideas, marketing, how to construct a well-optimized website, advertising, employees, HR, insurance, taxes, you name it, we will cover it. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today, we are on a pre-recorded phone call, and I do apologize for that. However, if you do have any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We do own a comprehensive marketing firm. Our tool for success for our clients, video. Our strategy with the use of video is to create a massive online presence for your business. From websites, traffic, and retention, we have a complete and a different approach to online business. Think old school versus cutting-edge technology. But enough about us, as the program is about you and your business. Now let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. Great summer so far. A lot of good things going on, especially for us in our business. And I know it's because of the strategies that we have rolled out, and we're freely sharing that with our listening audience.
Yes, today we're going to be talking about how to compete with the big boys online, and that's our specialty. So we're really excited about today's show, and I can tell because you're very talkative on a Monday morning, Kyle. That's great. Just kidding you. Yeah. So, Kyle, let's just jump right into the deep end. What is the number one reason why a small business simply cannot compete within the major search engines online? I mean, even with traditional forms of marketing, most business owners cannot afford a full-page ad in a newspaper, nor can they afford the level of advertising that a much larger company can do with as it pertains to radio and TV. So what is the small business owner to do?
Yeah, it really comes down to they can't compete with big companies because they don't have the budget. And a big company is able to spend a lot more money and outspend the smaller competition all the time because of the size of their budgets. So when a smaller business is looking, to really compete with a larger company, they have to spend their money more wisely. They have to be more creative. And they have to get the timing just right. And so those are three things that they can really do. I mean, it really comes down to creativity and doing things differently.
Well, not only that, but in terms of their budgets, they're not going to have the far-reaching pockets that they need to do a well-produced TV commercial. They can use, bigger companies can use celebrities for spokespeople. They can use, far better broadcast quality type commercials. They can do it not only in a local market, but on a national level. So, and with Google, not all is created equal, which is really frustrating. I think as much as I, love and need Google, it's very frustrating for the small business owner who knows. If you're in a business where you're selling something that's also offered at Home Depot, hello, not to mention Amazon. I mean, you can pretty much buy anything on Amazon at this point. some of the other larger companies, you know, the big box stores that have a massive online presence. It's, you know, if that's the industry you're in, it's very, very difficult. And also, you know, for an insurance company to be to compete with the likes of Geico. So, you know, right off the bat, the first strategy that you, in my opinion, has to be your online presence in terms of your website and having it optimized. So can you talk a little bit about how one can, you know, kind of take an inventory of what their website looks like and how they can construct that in order to, you know, that be the jump-off point for what they need to do to start being able to compete?
Yeah, well, the biggest misconception about websites is that people think they can just build one and then they're done with it. But as we know, technologies and wants of your consumers are constantly changing, and so they have to change with that. And so it's good, a good rule of thumb to take a look at your website every 6 months and say, okay, is this speaking the message that I want to get across? Because sometimes even your message can change, and how you want your message to be conveyed can change.
Well, also you want to make sure that if your message is not converting, then you want to tweak that to make sure that they're getting the conversions as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of things to look at. You can't just, you know, do your website and be done with it. And it also comes down to having your website, you know, optimized internally. Like your on-site optimization has to be key so that you are ranking organically within the search engines and really taking – I mean, doing on-site optimization – if you do it yourself and you know what you're doing, I mean, it's not going to cost you anything other than your time. And so doing things like that, I mean, are very key at making sure that, you know, you're squeezing as much online juice out of your website as you can. And,
exactly.
You know, and that's really
exactly
crucial.
Oh, it's very, very crucial. One of the things I keep running across when I'm looking at potential clients is, you know, their websites, is I keep seeing all this left and right side real estate that they're leaving open. I don't know if it's just the way they're reformatting. I know that the ones that I'm talking about are you know, 2007 and earlier, which that just kind of makes me just jump up and down. But they're leaving all this real estate on there that could be loaded with, you know, appropriate content and, you know, stuff that you need to actually rank your website, you know, with proper SEO. So I'm a little confused why people are still in this day and age not taking their website seriously. So that's the number one thing. You need to have a state-of-the-art, well-optimized SEO, video SEO, content, digital, social media. You need everything. I was just on a website today where someone is touting that they're doing video marketing and they do not have a YouTube channel. Okay, well, you know, slam dunk on that one. So there are, right off the bat, that's the first thing that you need to do. Then, of course, you need to integrate and make sure that you have the SEO, the video SEO. You've got your social media integrated and engaging as well. But also, you've got to be able to, you know, really understand what Google is asking for and what you're able to deliver on. You've got to be able to mirror exactly what Google is going to be looking for. Kyle, one of the things that I think people are really getting reverting back to is that they're loading up their main page of their website with keywords and locations. Like, for example, this attorney that wanted me to take a look at his website the other day, he had like every city and town in Massachusetts listed at the bottom in the footer of his website. Can you explain to the listeners why that's a huge no-no?
Yeah, it's really that's kind of old school, and it's you know, called keyword stuffing, and Google's really cracked down on that stuff. In fact, they've also cracked down on links back to your website that are just strictly, you know, if that are just strictly targeting the search phrases that you're trying to rank for. So, for instance, if you have other websites or articles or things like that that you've used outside of your website linking back to your website, and they're all just linking back through, you know, if you're a dentist, you know, if they're all linking back to the search term dentist, you'll be penalized for that as well, because it's not natural and it's not organic. The same way with keyword stuffing, you know, listing all of the locations at the very bottom of your home page. They look at that stuff, Google's looking at that stuff, and, you know, and you're actually being penalized for that now, because you're trying to game the system. And Google's getting smarter. And you can't just build a website and game the system and expect to rank well anymore. I mean, that, you know, 10 years ago you could. Today you can't.
Right. So that's one thing that they're really taking a look at. And Google, you know, they're crawling the you know, they're going to be crawling your site what every 10 to 14 days, Kyle. Is that what the best guesstimate is right now?
Yeah, for their indexing, yeah, it's roughly right. 10 to 14 days.
Right. So, you know, that you've really got to take a look at your website. You've got to make sure that you're spoon-feeding the appropriate content to Google, and you've got to be mindful of it. Your website and your online marketing really is something that if you're not capable of doing it, you should hire someone that can do it for you. And there are reputable companies out there that can do it at a very minimal cost. And I'm not talking about outsourcing this to someone in India. You know, us, for example, you know, we have packages that start as low as $5.97 a month, $6.97 a month, where we will go in and take care of all of that, you know, for a veterinarian, a lawyer, a, you know, plastic surgeon, a dentist, or whatever. We, you know, for more competitive industries, it does get a little bit more expensive than that, but that's the nature of the business. A car dealership, you simply cannot, you know, fully market them for $5.97 a month. So I'm not referring to that. I'm really referring to electricians and plumbers and eye doctors and insurance companies and so forth, where they're really looking for somebody to make sure that social media, SEO, video SEO, content, digital, and all of that is wrapped into one tight package. That right there is going to allow you to begin to get your foothold within the search engine. Secondly, you've got to look at what your competition is doing and make sure that you're targeting those particular search terms and whatnot. You've got to make sure that when you are competing with a national big box chain like that, that your online presence then becomes even more important because you at least have the ability to target your business locally. So there is a way of doing that, but if you're not well-versed in it, you really should get a consultation with somebody that really knows what they're doing. You know, because we do video marketing, we do tend to talk about that, but in case you have not received the memo, video is where it's at, people. Video is where everything is going. You're starting to see marketing firms starting to talk about video marketing. Throw out the concept that having a video on your website or having a video on YouTube is video marketing. That is not what we are talking about. That is not video marketing. There's a lot of moving parts that go into video marketing, and we're happy to provide a free consultation to explain. You know, I was with a dentist in Iowa the other day talking about it, and it took him 45 minutes to fully grasp it. And when he did, you know, the old, you know, palm to the forehead, you know, slap upside the head, he was like, oh my gosh, now I get it. And it does take some time for people to really understand the full scope and the far-reaching effect of video marketing. But we're here to tell you, if you're looking to gain the online edge and compete with big box or if you're in a competitive field, video is a really slick way to drive qualified traffic over to your website. Kyle, can you think of anything else before we run?
No, those are all. I mean, those are really good starting points for any business owner to really, you know, make a quick checklist and go over what we've talked about in this show and start, you know, taking, you know, implementing these now and taking advantage of them now, because that's where everything, you know, you need to be at the cutting edge, especially when you're trying to compete with the larger companies. You have to. You can't let things just fall to the wayside. Bigger companies can outspend and let things fall to the wayside. As a small business owner, you've got to be engaged at all times.
Right. Video is, you know, it is our business, and that's, you know, one component of what we do. But I must say, if you are sick and tired of leasing your advertising and you really want to start investing long-term in your marketing to ensure that everything you're spending is going to have residual value, video is an excellent tool to accomplish that. And again, we do offer free consultations, and we're happy to, you know, to discuss with you and find out what you're doing. We're going to take a look at what you're doing, what your competitors are doing, and we will come up with a plan of attack to ensure that you gain the massive online presence that you need to be competitive and win. Again, thanks for tuning in. This is a shortened version. We have a couple of weeks that we are just out straight here, but nonetheless, the information that we want to provide to you each weekday, we're going to be relentless in our information, and that's why we are going to either pre-record our podcast, or we will have our live show. But again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We do hope that you find this information useful and you can put it to work for you. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have useful information for our listeners, such as what we just talked about, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.